Hey there, Fort Alliance, our extended digital family. Thanks so much for joining us today. We know that a number of you are watching and tuning in at home, that, you're, for understandable reasons, just increasingly nervous in the season we find ourselves in as we see this, you know, raise in COVID numbers. And we just want you to know we're glad you're with us here. We want you to know that we think about you every week. We talk about you every week. We pray for you every week. You're on our hearts and on our minds. And we hope that this time that we're about to spend together is a blessing to you. Today's time together is going to be shorter. And the reason it's shorter is because when we gather in person this week, we're going to really spend an extended time in praise and worship. And so we'll throw that as an opportunity to you at the end here. But that's why it's going to be a little shorter. So we just wanted to make sure you knew that and understood what was happening within our church fellowship as a whole as we get into this. So with that started off, I got a quote I want to read you. I came across this quote at our district conference this spring, and it really struck a chord with me, and it just set the tone, I think, for this fall and for the series we're about to head into. And so it goes like this: we must radically recommit to the Lordship of Jesus. If not, we will simply be annoyed with each other. I like it. We, the gathering of God's people, the church, we must radically recommit to Jesus, to His lordship, to His leadership. If we don't, we're just going to be annoyed. Anybody feel annoyed these days? I'll be honest. I have had those moments where I am experiencing the spirit of being annoyed, and I don't like it. I do not want to be that kind of person. I don't want to be that kind of man. I want to be someone that's just centered in, dialed in to the person and to the presence of Jesus. I know it's not just me, though. I mean, we live in a world, in a country, in a community. We're a part of a church, even, that experiences just the polarization of, if you will, of this season. We must recommit, radically recommit to the lordship of Jesus. If not, we're going to just simply be annoyed with each other. And I don't want to be that kind of man. I don't want to gather like that with my brothers and sisters. We need more of Jesus. As I was prepping for our fall, I had a plan. I thought it was a good plan. Until I felt like Jesus, over the course of 3 days, three separate times, really grabbed a hold of me and said, "Nope, you need to go this direction. Nope, you need to go this direction. Nope, you need to go this direction." So I called an audible and I listened. And that quote I just read you was one of those three times where Jesus said to me, "Nope, you got to refocus." See, I really wanted to get into the upside-down kingdom, which I'm hoping and planning on getting into in the new year. But the thing is, Jesus made it oh so clear to me that He had to start as the central focus, that we needed to simply focus on His presence and coming before Him and allowing that to be the anchor, the bedrock, if you will, of what we're about. And to really do so through prayer. And so this fall, we're going to simply focus on what it means to be a church that prays. And we're going to do that by looking at the Lord's Prayer. I'm really looking forward to this. I really believe that God longs to light a fire in our fellowship, in our community, but it starts with us running into the presence of Jesus and starting with simply praying. So will we be a church that prays? That's what I want to look at, what I want to focus on this fall. And we're going to do that, as I said, by going to the Lord's Prayer. We're predominantly going to be using Matthew chapter 6, where we see the Lord's Prayer in the Sermon on the Mount. And as you probably know the first line of this prayer starts off like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. I mean, those words could not be more loaded for us. It starts off with our. This is big. Our. A book that's been written by the head of Alliance Pray in Canada, David Chaka, in regards to this specific prayer, the Lord's Prayer, says this: at this moment in history, something very significant is happening via Jesus. He says it this way: prayer went from utter transcendence in the Old Testament to profound intimacy in the New Testament. See, through Jesus, it wasn't as if our prayers were something distant or transcendent beyond our reach. Through Jesus, we're invited into this position, this posture of prayer, where we can say, our. Together with Jesus, our Father. David says this and notes this because as you kind of look at the theme of the Father as a term for God throughout the Scriptures, something really interesting happens. In the Old Testament, you see God referred to as Father 14 times. So in the Old Testament, 14 references to God as Father. In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, in just these three short chapters, there's 15 references to God as Father. In the Gospel of Matthew, so throughout this book of Matthew we're looking at today, there are 40 references to God as Father. And if you were to look at the whole of the New Testament, there's 170 references to God as Father. Something incredibly significant happened at the time of Jesus and through the life and through the ministry of Jesus. We were no longer distant, but brought into this place of profound intimacy. We now pray, our Father. Direct access to God. Our Father. The word Father is an Aramaic word. Many of you will know it. Abba. Probably best translated in English as daddy or papa. It's so personal, in fact, that Jesus prays and teaches his disciples to pray with our papa. Our Father who art in heaven. It establishes this reality that heaven, the home, if you will, the dwelling place, if you will, of God. But something is really important with this idea, this thought of heaven for us today. And it's this, and it goes right back to our time in Ephesians. Yes, heaven is the Father's home, but guess what? It is also our home. I mean, we took time all summer to talk about living here in light of there. But Ephesians taught us, it reminds us that because of Christ, through Christ, we have access to the heavenly realms. It's also our home. And even now, our hearts can pray from that place in the very presence of God, our Father in heaven. And we too pray from that place, from the very throne room, if you will, of God. Hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. Set apart is your name. Unto a category completely your own is your name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. He is the holy, holy, holy one. And in a world, a country, a community, even in a local church, where we become so focused on my opinions or my priorities. Jesus is bringing us to this place via prayer where we say, our gathering, aka the church, Four Lines, never, ever was about me. It never, ever was about you. It's never been about my opinions or my priorities or my preferences. It's never been about your opinions or your priorities or your preferences. It's always been about God and Him being at the forefront of who we are and what we're about. So we want to remember the presence of the Almighty today. We want to run into that throne room. Praise His holy name. We worship God not because of anything that's right with us. We worship God because of everything that's right with Him. And we want to give you the chance to do that today. We want to encourage you to do that today. We've prepared a new worship video for you this morning, and we hope it blesses you and allows you to gain access and just lift your voice, your heart, if you will, to God. But I encourage you this morning or this evening, whenever it is you're watching this, I encourage you to go to your favorite playlist or your favorite album and put it on and just worship God today simply because of what's right with Him, knowing that Jesus has gained access for us. And we can cry out via prayer, our Papa, Holy Papa. And today, lift our voices and say, hallowed, holy, set apart be your name. So might you today simply run to the throne room